Now, Benny's Preview, starring Peggy Lee.
The faucet, she is dripping, and the fence, she's falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can go in the town. My brother isn't working, and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere.
From New York City, your Army and your Air Force present a transcribed program titled Benny's Preview, starring pretty Peggy Lee. Our scene opens on the parade ground of a large Army post. Benny is telling George about...
Well, you know, George, I never knew a dream could be so real.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I dream I'm standing in front of the jukebox over at the soda fountain. See, I'm reading the list of records, and I see one, a new one, that I'd like to hear. But I got no nickels. Huh? And all of a sudden, the door opens, and there she is.
Oh.
Why, Peggy Lee, of course.
Of course, Benny. But I haven't any nickels either.
Gee, and I wanted to hear your new recording.
Oh, you mean at the Cafe Rendezvous?
Yes, ma'am, that's the one.
Well, let me sing it for you.
Super. How about another one, Miss Lee?
Sure thing, Benny. How about a new one? One of my favorites from South Pacific, Valley High.
Swell.
Come to me, come to me.
floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out of a low flying cloud. You hear me call you, singing to the sunshine.
Some dream, huh, George?
I guess you dreamed she was singing with an orchestra, too.
No, the music just seemed to be in the air. Especially when she sang Ghost Riders in the Sky. Oh, I can hear her now.
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw.
Give me your hand, give me your hand.
Ghost herd in the sky.
Still on fire, and their hoofs was made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell of riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
For reveille. I guess I better get out of your dreams, huh?
Oh, gosh, Miss Lee, isn't there time for just one more number?
Perhaps we couldn't do another one. Incidentally, I'm going to include all these numbers on the program I'll do here at the camp tomorrow.
I didn't know you were coming out here tomorrow.
Well, no one else knows either. The post commander wanted it to be a surprise. And if you come tomorrow, here's the closing number you'll hear.
You can have him, I don't want him, he's not worth fighting for. Besides, there's plenty more where he came from. I don't want him, you can have him, I'm giving him the sack. And he can go right back where he came. from. I could never make him happy. He'd be better off with you. I'm afraid I never loved him. All I ever wanted to do was run my fingers through his curly locks, mend his underwear and darn his socks, fetch his slippers and remove his shoes, wipe his glasses when he reads the news, rub his forehead with a gentle touch, mornings after when he's had too much, kiss him gently when he cuddles near, give him babies, one for every year. So you see, I don't want him. You can have him, you can have him. I don't want him, 'cause he's not the man for me.
Friend, you have been most entertaining. Don't think it hasn't been fun, because it sure ain't. Listening to a
crazy... It sure seemed real, George.
Attention, all men. Attention, all men. There will be a special show at the Post Theater at 1900 hours tonight, starring Miss Peggy Lee.
Well, I'll...
What do you know? My dream was a preview. Huh? My dream was a preview, George.
Intelligent young men have the opportunity of a lifetime for advancement, knowledge, and security under the regular Army's new career guidance plan. Yes, continue your education and learn valuable new skills in the peacetime regular Army. And listen to this big news. Men without prior military service may now enlist directly in the infantry, field artillery, armored cavalry, corps of engineers, and the anti-aircraft artillery. That's right. You can enlist directly in any one of these branches of service, even if you're not a veteran, provided you meet the entrance requirements. Your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting office will supply you with all the necessary information. Check your nearest recruiting office without delay for a successful career in the regular peacetime Army. This transcribed program was brought to you by the Army and the Air Force in cooperation with this station. Benny's Preview, starring Peggy Lee, was written by Staff Sergeant Martin F. Lemon and directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.